now. He's ignoring charges of torture. Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. Very excited. Very excited to have our next guest on the phone. As an actor, Richard Grant has been in a few of my favorite films. He has a cult following for his roles in How to Get Ahead in Advertising and Whitnail and I. He was in Bob Altman's The Player and Gosford Park. Now Richard Grant has made his directorial debut with Wawa. It premiered in the at the New York Tribeca Film Festival, I guess last week, and opens in New York and L.A. May 12th. It is a film about a family assigned to live in Swaziland during the last stages of the British Empire's presence in the country. The story revolves around a boy named Ralph, his drunken father, played by Gabriel Byrne, his philandering mother, played by Miranda Richardson, and his American stepmother, played by Emily Watson, all brilliantly. It's a sweet movie. Welcome to the show, Richard Grant.
Thank you very much, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I really enjoyed your film. I thought it was very touching, seemed very personal to me.
Thank you.
And before we get into that, I mean, what is the... See, I guess I'm just sort of a dumb American in the fact. What is the background of the British in Swaziland?
It was a British colonial protectorate for the last... from the turn of the last century up until 1968. And my father was there as a colonial administrator running the education department.
So this is a really autobiographical movie.
Oh, yeah, everything that happened, happened.
Yeah, you could definitely tell that because there are certain things that happen in the film that there's no way they could be made up.
I mean,
there's just certain character points that were just so unique that if a writer did, you know, just conceive of them fictionally, he would have to be a genius. the puppets and all kinds and the nervous tick that the kid had. And it was just, it was a really a beautiful movie. Did you shoot most of it in Africa?
I shot absolutely everything in Swaziland where all the where the actual events happened, in most of the places, you know, where everything took place. And and a lot of the extras were people that I knew from when I was growing up there. So it really is as authentic as possible without making a docudrama of what it was like to live there, the sort of last gasp of empire.
So when you were there, did it all come sort of rushing back to you? Was it emotional for you to be back?
It was. I mean, the writing of the script was sort of the catharsis of it, if you like. But and going back and recreating these events with this amazingly talented bunch of actors, you know, Gabriel Byrne, Emily Watson, Julie Waters, Miranda Richardson, was pretty extraordinary. So it was a kind of deja vu experience to go back and see them in the costumes of the period, in the places where this stuff all happened.
Did you see any childhood friends?
Oh yeah, plenty. Yeah, they're all in the movie as extras.
Oh, really?
Now, of course, yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. And in terms of directing as opposed to acting, you're a very unique actor, and you definitely have a way of doing things. Now, what was it like to actually direct such a talented bunch, and was there tension or any sort of friction on the set?
Well, you'd have to ask the actors, but I mean, the actors, to my face, said that they had the best time they'd ever had on a movie. So,
uh-huh.
You know, I think that's because it was a low-budget movie, $7 million, shooting in a country that had never had a movie made there before with the first-time writer, director, me. It then, you know, everybody sort of really pulled out all the stops and supported it, and we had an extraordinary time out there. It was, you know, life-changing for everybody, not just me.
So in terms of, like, one thing I didn't see a lot of in the film, and I don't know if it was present when you were there, or there was not a real sense of racial tension.
No, that was what was unique about Swaziland. It was called the Switzerland of Africa, geographically and politically, because it was invited colonialism, if you like, because the king requested of Queen Victoria at the turn of the last century to come and form a colonial protectorate over the country so that they weren't taken over by the gold-seeking South Africans next door. So it, as a result, it was the hand back of independence, or the return to it, was very peaceable and didn't have any riots or revolution or coup or dictatorship or any of the stuff that's so blighted the rest of Africa. So it's a very, you know, true reflection of how that was.
Well, it's very unique because as an American or just as a moviegoer, you're so programmed to feel that type of tension. And
yeah.
Because I didn't know the history, it just wasn't present at all, and I found it fascinating.
Oh, good. Well, that's pretty accurate to my experience of growing up there. And certainly when I go back there, it just feels as laid back and easygoing as ever it was when I was there.
And it was interesting to me also in the film that the British class element, that yeah. there were certain different class levels within the community, that even those broke down a bit just by virtue of the humanity of the individuals involved. And that
exactly.
was, yeah, that was very warm as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and in terms of... in terms of shooting the film, now I guess I'm sort of fascinated with Emily Watson, and I have, I guess, a general question for you. Do you find that, because she seemed to avoid this, but it seems that sometimes when English actors do Americans, they get a little nasally. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, but she did a great job. I mean, I obviously tried to cast an American star actress to play that part, and they all turned me down.
No, she didn't do nasally at all. I thought she was great. Was it? And if you don't mind me asking, I'm Jewish. Was that character Jewish?
Yes, she was.
Oh, good. Because she really played that way. I felt a very strong identification to something from my past.
Oh, good. Oh, that's excellent. Well, I'll tell Emily, because she's in New Zealand at the moment, and my wife, who's a Scottish Gentile, is the Henry Higgins of dialect coaching in England.
Oh, yeah?
And she was the person who coached Emily, so I take that as great great success on both their parts.
Oh, it really came off well. How was the response at the Tribeca Festival? How have people...
Absolutely amazing.
And what are the details about its opening? It opens on the 12th here?
It opens, this Friday, May 12th, and in key cities, and then I think it'll go wider towards the end of the month.
Now, as a director and as a person who this film is about, if you could just give me a little trajectory of how you would describe the film so people who are listening will know.
Hopefully a comedy-stroke-dramedy drama about... coming of age at the end of an age and the last gasp of empire in Southeast Africa, where it's all set. And I suppose it's it deals with everything from adultery, divorce, addiction, death of a loved one, first love, lost love, unrequited love, newfound love, everlasting love, all of those things. So, you know, it's the full bang shoot of what it's like to be in a family, and the public show and the private face of what actually goes on behind closed doors doesn't seem to matter which sort of culture you come from, this stuff all goes on, and that's what I've focused on.
And I think what's also fascinating is when you remove that the sort of British sensibility and place it as someplace far out as that, it really, you know, the great thing about the movie is a lot of it just sort of broke down, and you were really able, for the first time that I can remember, to see that type of British community in a very human way.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. I take that as a compliment. Thank you very much indeed.
You bet. What else? You got something going now? Are you just selling the movie? Are you acting in something?
Selling the movie, but I've also just acted in a movie with Reese Witherspoon, Christina Ricci, and Catherine O'Hara called Penelope, an American movie, which will come out here at the end of the year.
Catherine O'Hara is hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious. We play husband and wife, and you know, I've admired her for so long from all the Christopher Guest movies, so that was a real thrill to play with her.
And then a personal question for my satisfaction. Working with Robert Altman, is that intimidating?
It was the first time, but I worked with him three times, and he is such a collaborative, open, all-inclusive human being, and so welcomes actors' improvisations and ideas, and he wants everybody to have a good time, and everybody's basically paid the same and treated as democratically as it's possible to be on a movie. You couldn't have a better time. And so, you know, the fact that I worked with him three times is an absolute highlight of my career.
I'm trying to remember the third one. You did The Player, Gosford Park.
I did The Player, Ready to Wear, and Gosford Park.
Oh, Ready to Wear. I didn't see that one.
I
got to go see that one. And what about directors in terms of, as an actor, who are you dying to work with and would like that opportunity to do so?
Well, I'll send you the self-addressed envelope with a list of people that you can, you know, from Tarantino, Spielberg, Wes Anderson, P.T. Anderson, Up, Down, and Sideways. You know, I'm available.
Okay. Well, this is going to be on in L.A., so maybe somebody will hear it.
Okay, Mark.
Well, thank you very much, Richard Grant. The movie is Wawa, and great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
Okay, and you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That was a It's interesting with these movies because I went online on IMDb to look at people's comments, and I don't know what the hell people expect out of films. This was an incredibly personal film that could be nothing but true, and for me, whatever you might have thought was trite in it, emotionally trite, or whatever was not satisfying to you, it was certainly a window into a world that I would never have imagined, because you're looking at a world, it's the late 60s, so you have a lot of the fashions and a lot of the kind of the culture is changing in terms of their views of sex and in terms of the Americanization of that kind of mod thing. Mm-hmm. And it's in the middle of Swaziland, and it's this classist British community, and you just see it sort of disintegrate in the face of all this humanity. It's a very sweet movie, and I recommend it highly. I did, and also he's an awesome actor.